Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol nehiyah divrei. We're holding Rasiyata Dishmai Nochas Chanukah Sim Kufla Mates. Siv Gimel writes, the Hailey Bashom Magan Tzvi as follows. Chanukah is mutar b'asiyas melacha. One is allowed to do melacha on Chanukah. They never made it, this Yontif Darabonin, into a Moed Mamish. We discussed it, Benogea, the Yontif of Purim. How the Gabay Purim, the Gemara says in Megillah, Dafayim and Beis, that Isser Hesped Vitainis Kabilo Alayu. Issa Malacha lo Kabilo Alayu. They never made it a day of Issa Malacha, but at least the Gabay Purim, there was a Havamina. Initially, they didn't label it a Yontif, then they dropped it. And we've explained how Pira Funder, different Mahalchim, why it is that they did not make it a Yontif. Either way, Chanukah also, they decided not to make it a Yontif. It is mutter to do malacha. Ach, however, Hanashim Noah Gush Shalol Asas Malacha Kozmach and Eirish Bayez Dokim, the women have taken upon themselves a minhag that they, in fact, refrain from Asiyas Malacha as long as the candles in the house are lit. Vein Lahakulahem, one should not be lenient for the woman in such a regard. What's the reason? Why are women more machmir than their male counterparts? Zok the Kitzer Vaitavatam. Shanosh Machmiras Yosar, why are they more stringent? Two reasons. Number one, Menesha Haisa Gezera Kosha Bados Israel. There's a harsh decree issued against specifically the daughters of Yisrael. Here you have it in the Kitzur Kuflamates Gimel. It's based on the Rambam. The Rambam writes it right at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. Shegozu, we find in Exuvas Daf Gimel Medbei, Shegozu Besula Nisis Tibol Hegmon Techila, that any Besula gets married, they have to first have relations with the ruler. So we see that there was a level of sakana that pertained bedafka specifically to women. There's a reason now for women to be machmer now. Look, they got saved. They have more of an Indian of giving hakar satov to the Eibishter vote. Furthermore, yet another specific link of woman to Chanukah. B'nei shanes nasa yidei isha. The miracle, in fact, was wrought al yidei a woman. It was bas yochanan kwaigona haisi fastor me'od. She was very beautiful. The b'ksha melech atzor shedishkav imo. And the king of the enemies of Yavon, he wanted to have relations with this daughter of Yochanan Kohagadol. Va'amrlo shetamali ba'kashoso. So she said, putting on a front, putting on a facade, no problem, I will satisfy your request. So what did she do? In the inner chamber of the king, achilosa tashile gavina, she fed him cooked items made out of cheese, dairy products, lishi yitzma, something that will go ahead and arouse his thirst. V'yishteyayin, causing him then to go out and drink wine. V'yishtaker, he'll get drunk. V'yishan v'yiradim, he'll become inebriated. He fell asleep. He dozed off. V'chein haya. So what happened? Chas ches rosha v'yasad v'shalayim. As he dozed off, she went and chopped off his head, brought it to Yerushalayim. V'karos ha'atzvam k'yavar malkam, when the head of the army, when the top general saw that their king had perished, v'yanusa, they all ran away. V'lachein, k'tsas no'gin lech ma'chali cholav b'chanukah, zech l'neshan asay de'cholav. We mentioned this to Ramal the Komo, and therefore people have the minhag to eat some dairy products on Chanukah, as the zechut to the nesh that was done ayin de'cholav. So even though we don't have it, the mamish board in the kitzer about having oil products, we mentioned since the nesh was done ayin de'apach shemen, therefore, we have lakas that are fried in oil. We have jelly donuts, sufganiyot, fried in oil. But over here, there's even a stronger makor, a stronger basis. But dafka to have milchiks, more than oil products, to have milchiks, because the whole miracle took place only because of the gavina, because of the dairy products. Now, what did the kitzur do for us? He basically joined together two reasons mentioned in the Rishonim. We have a Gemara several times in Shas. It's a Gemara that appears in Arvei Pesachim Kuf Ches Amud Beis, always Rabbi Shulman Levi, he's the Baal of Memra. Four times in Shas, Erechon Av Gimel Amud Aleph, and Megillah Daftel and Amud Aleph, and again in Shabbos Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Famous Memra, Rabbi Shulman Levi, Amr Shulman Levi, Afin Hayu Biyosu Anes. Women were also in the miracle. Now that needs a beer. What in the world does that mean they were also in the miracle? And because of that, Tam Ledavar, therefore, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, they're obligated in the Dalet Kosis, obligated in the Mikra Megillah, and they're obligated in Neiris Chanukah. And now that's our Gemara over here. The Gemara says that women are also Chayav in Neiris Chanukah. And why? Diyam Rabbi Shimon Levi, Noshim Chayos, Rabbi Chanukah, Shafin, Hayu Biyoso Anais. Along comes Rashi, Shabbos Chav Gimel Manalaf. What does it mean? Hayu Biyoso Anais. Now it's very meduik that Rashi leaves out the word af. And as Gibra Maskil, he writes simply Hayu Biosones, even though the terminology of Shimon Levi was one of af hein Hayu Biosones. But Taisus already asked the kasha because the Rashbam brings an Ari B'sochem, the top of Kavches Amud Beis, when Yeshua Levi says that af noshim chayobus be'arba kosos m'nei sha'af hein Hayu Biosones, Rashbam takes us to the famous Gemara in Sotah Yidalf. The Gemara says that the Nes took place, that they were, and that the Nes took place, Ayodim, it was Chanukah Yidei Yehudis, the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, it was Ayodei Esther, and all the miracles, Mikra Megillah was Ayodei Esther, Ayodei a woman, and Chanukah was Ayodei Yehudis, and Sotah Yidalf, Afin Hoi Beyos Nes, what was the relevance to Dalet Kosos? So you see that what? They're the ones who brought about the miracle. Frektisus on the Rashbam. He brings the Rashbam at Frektisus and Arab Sochum Kavchesim and Beis. I don't understand. Read the words. It says, Afin Hoi Beyosonais. According to Rashbam, it's not Af. It's not Afilu. Kelo the Ikrchi of his Mutul isn't coming upon the men. But you should know Afin they too. Why? Because they caused the whole miracle. So that's not Afin. They are the ones. If other they should go in and do it, they're the ones who caused the whole miracle. If you want to say Af, Af would be what? Tysus brings to Yerushalmi. Afin Hoi Beyosa Sofek. Zosemeris Afin Hoi Beyosa Sakona. They were in the same Sakona. Not only were the men in danger, Afilu, even the Noshim were in the same Sakonis. Then you can understand it. So if you're going to learn that it was Al Yadei, the Noshim, we were Zochah to the Nes, it's better certainly to drop the Af. And that's why it's very meduic that Rashi here drops the Af, because he's going to bring down Va'al Yadei Isha Nasa Nes, and therefore it's best to leave out the Af. But what's fascinating about this Rashi is that he combines both. Even though Megillah, Daftal and Amanalev, when this same line, Af in Abiyos Nes, there Rashi interprets in what? That they were in the same sakana, shegozeru. They also a gozer on the taf and on the noshim. And he doesn't say that it's because through Esther. So it's a big deal in Rashi. Rashi seems to be sourcing himself in various places. What is the ikar reason? Hakoponim here in Shamas Chav Gimel brings both. What's hay biyosone shegozeru yevanim akol psulas anisa nesuas lihibola tafser techila lihibola hegma techila. That's what we just bought in the kitchen kaflamates Gimel. That's the one ksuvas taf Gimel on base. They were in the same gezerah. Ve'al yadei isha nasanes. And al yadei the isha nasanes. But if we're right, then why did Rashi leave out the af? If the first reason he brings down is gozer yevanim also sakana, but also it's kishmak like this, because this isn't stam that they're in the same sakana. As we saw, there's a reason why noshim were targeted specifically. So again, there's a reason why Badafka Noshim should be more machmer than men, because not only did they bring about, they engendered the entire miracle to begin with, but in addition, even Legabi the Suffolk, Legabi the Sakana, Legabi the Danger, they were targeted even more specifically. Ba'ofen Klali, as we recite the Nalanisim, the Kavana of Yovan was, La'ashkicham Tosech La'avira Mechuke Ritzanachal. That's Ba'ofen Klali, but the Rambam says that Gozu al Memoina Poshtu Yedeim B'Memonim Ubib No Sehem. And that's the kitzur as well, that gozu gezeira kosha al benos yisrael. And therefore it's best to leave out the af if you're going to learn this way. And the way Rashi combines those two different explanations, and af in hayi b'yosanes, again, two reasons why women should be more machmir, more stringent, to refrain from all malacha, at least while the candles are lit. Now that doesn't mean if you have oil for the candles to stay lit for 3 hours, the woman have to wait for it for 3 hours. It means during this month of the chiyuv, which is Asha Tilcha Regem and Ashuk, which is Be'erach Achatzi Shah, Achar Tzesek Ochavim. And finally, it's Sivdalet Kol Ashmanim Kshim L'Nechanika. All types of oils are fit, kosher for use for the Nechanika. Mekomokom, it's a mitzvah min amukhar to take B'davka Shem and Zayis. Why? Dumiya Danesha Mikdash Shahaya B'Shem and Zayis. Also comparable to the Nes Chanukah time, which was specifically with the olive oil. So you should always strive for that. What if you can't find it? V'meino Matzoi. Then Yivar Hashem Shem and Shorah Zachman. Okay, at least make sure to get an oil which produces very fine, pure, and clean light, or at least in Erosh Hashanah Shagam Keno and Zach, at least get wax candles that are capable of producing a pure light through the flame. Lo Yishnaim Kulam Biachad, shouldn't be two wicks that are interwoven. Why Mishmin Havi Kimadura? Then already it's like a torch, it's like a flame. Elakoner should be Yechidi. Lo Yasem Yishon Shabbat Yavarez Gacham, you shouldn't take wax from coming from churches or bottom of Avodah Zarah, Mishum Demos, it's disgusting. Eivishter doesn't want that for the mitzvah. Not just all the Shemana, but all types of wicks. but mitzvah min murcha likach tzemer gefen, to take specifically tzemer gefen type of cotton, type of wick, vein atzok chochayla, b'siyas chadoshes, you don't have to use new wicks every night, and l'malik amri shonu such a yichlu, you could use the first ones until you wear them out completely. Again, this is all included in the mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah, even though the actual mitzvah is the light, and therefore there's certainly a mitzvah of menucha to be makbet, to use the finest of olive oils and the finest of wicks, but it's really anything that's a chelek. The Achronim explains, just like the menorah, there's an Indian in getting a gold, a silver, a copper, beautiful menorah, even though the mitzvah is in the neiros, and you don't even need to have a menorah, but anything that's ultimately going to be botel and mavutel to the menorahs that you see is one chetza of this is my menorah with the neiros, there's a din hiddur mitzvah that's chal on that as well, and therefore the Pesukim say, try your best to get a beautiful menorah with the beautiful wicks and the beautiful oil. Can't wait for Freilich and Chanukah. Have a wonderful night. Ali Shor, back on the Beis Medrash, 9 to 9:30 this evening. Amen Hashem. Kaddish.